And we are back. Well, we're here now. We didn't go away. Listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, BC, Canada. It's UBC Campus Radio, and the show is Stereoscopic Readout. I'm your host, Darren, and imagine my surprise when I was sitting down listening to that pre-podcasted, I think obviously from last year, version of, or from God knows when, of Peanut Butter and Jam saying that my show was going off the air. No, it's not. Felt kind of like Krusty the Clown throwing on that old clip saying nobody had noticed what it was, and then he had to break in and announce that the Falkland Islands had been invaded. But anyway, I'm here, and Peanut Butter and Jams wasn't, but that will be rectified. They'll be back, I'm pretty sure. It's summer, you know, it's hard for them to coordinate schedules, etc., etc., and Jordy's got to, I think, probably finish off all the restaurants on Main Street as well while he's at it. So anyway, the Smiths off the top with Sheila Take a Bow, and this one goes out to anybody who knows... Whoa, stop that. Anybody who knows what the name Tupper Saucy means.
Morning, girl. How'd you sleep last night? You're several ages older now. Your eyes have started showing how. The little girl's growing now. Morning, girl. Was that you last night? Crying on the radio. Begging for a way to go. To go back where love wasn't jumbled so. Oh no, things are different now than they were before. You know love is more than kissing, a whole lot more. Morning, girl. Put your dreams away and read your box of Cheerios and powder puff that pretty nose and go out and find your man where the wild wind blows. Morning, girl. Thank you.
400 or 4,000 dreams may decay into indigo dust that covers Aquarius, and still the voice will say, love. Go, be, but forget no one. Weak, strong, all belong. The friendly opal light of Uranus, all men can blend, yet still be what they are.
Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. You came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. always say you won't go away. But I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sigh. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realize I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. Small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
'cause I do wanna hold you. Yes, I do.
Someday, some Latin roommates, I love love.
Rock Legions Tour presents four bands from four countries, Sunday, September 8th at the Abbotsford Entertainment and Sports Center. Featuring Volbeat, Him, All That Remains, and Airborne. Get your tickets to see these four game-changing rock bands now at the Whatcom Private Liquor Store, Abbotsford Recreation Center, the Matsqui Recreation Center, and online at abbotsfordcenter.ca. Or call 1-866-977-2372. That's 1-866-977-2372.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Dream.
Back listening to 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Stereoscopic Readout. I'm your host, Darren. That was actually quite a long set of music. Not that I mind, but I do have to, by law, stop and talk to you for an extended period of time. I'm sorry if I'm also sounding a little bit more monotone than usual today, but work really took it out of me this afternoon, so I'm just kind of hanging in. We started off with the Neon... Did we really start that? Oh my god. Started off with Neon Philharmonic and some very early use of the Moog synthesizer. That's 68 or 69. You heard Morning Girl, which should sound familiar if you were ever a fan of the oldie station CL650. Back in the day, they used to play that quite a lot. Zodiac Cosmic Sounds with Aquarius, the Lover of Life. That being a sort of an exploitation album, that's just the title of the album. I don't think there's really a quote-unquote band associated with it, because the band in question was really the Wrecking Crew, the legendary bunch of LA studio session musicians, such as Tommy Tedeschi, Hal Blaine, Glenn Campbell, Carol Kay, and others, etc. Anyway, it's an exploitation album. Exploitation albums being something that like an A&R rep or a producer would cook up back in the 60s to sort of cash in on a trend. There were quite a lot of psych exploitation albums released, that being one of them. Jefferson Airplane with Coming Back to Me from Surrealistic Pillow. I remember that actually from the movie... a serious man. It's probably one of the least Coen Brothers-esque Coen Brothers films. I liked it quite a bit. I wouldn't say quite a bit, but I liked it a lot more than quite a few people did. But you'd really have to understand Jewish culture to get much of it. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, coming back to me. I believe it's also a song that was... You'll talk to... If you listen to musicians or at least famous musicians talk about inspiration and so forth, occasionally you hear them talk about songs coming to them in a dream. John Lennon had a couple of those, Nowhere Man and Across the Universe being a couple of them. Neil Young claims that Mr. Soul pretty much came to him in a dream, or came to him in about 5 minutes, the amount of time it took him to write the thing down. Anyway, apparently that was one of them. Marty Balin was on his way back, left a recording session when they were doing the album Surrealistic Pillow, went back to the hotel, fell asleep, and then I think woke up and had this song running through his head, and he hurried back to the studio, and it turned out that most of the band were still there, so they recorded it on the spot. Traffic after that with 40,000 Handmen and Michelle Pagliaro with Some Sing, Some Dance. And then after the break, you heard the Folklords with Pardon Me, Judas. And then Plastic Cloud, a band I have not played in a very long time. That was Bridge Under the Sky from the one and only album they ever released. Still not entirely sure where they're from. It says Bay Ridge, Ontario, but... anyway, that remains to be seen. Moving right along, this is going to be a set of... a set of pretty much French... naughty French funk music, shall we call it. Try that. There we go.
We'll be right back.
Rifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com.
Come sing me a song, let the octave belong.
Known pimp, narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Back with you on Stereoscopic Readout. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. That was a quick set of French funk, much of it taken from a compilation entitled Chèque Sauvage, a collection of French soundtrack music from the 60s and 70s. Off the top, you heard Jean-Pierre Minouz with Sexopolis. Then Monsieur Richard de Bordeaux and Daniel Beretta with La Drogue. And then that last one was Roland Vincent with LSD Party. The first and last one were from taken from Chic Sauvage. Speaking of soundtracks, as I mentioned, last show broadcast currently has the last, I wouldn't say the last, but some of the last new music you're going to hear from them, even though it's been 3 years since the really just untimely and tragic passing of Trish Keenan. They do have soundtrack to a movie which is out now. I think this past week was the last week the Barbarian Sound Studio was playing at Van City Theater, but apparently it's getting a wider release. So if you see it listed, go and see it. As I mentioned last week, it's not the greatest film, but it's a neat film. It to me again reminded me of the tone of Polanski's The Tenant, but you know, don't let that influence your decision, or certainly don't go watching the movie and then come back to me and say it was absolutely nothing like The Tenant. I just said it reminded me of the sort of atmosphere of the movie The Tenant. The plot lines are significantly different, kind of. Anyway, but that's enough of that. I'm going to carry on with the aforementioned broadcast.
We'll be right back. baptized me with salt. She told me liquor. I am a new man. Hot freaks! This one is on the house. This one is better than ever. I walked into the house of miraculous recovery and stood before King Everything. And he asked me to join him in the Red Wing. Took me to Pyland, said I'm a thigh man. I will be eternally hateful. Hot freaks! Hot freaks! Hot freaks! This one is on the house, and this one is better than ever. This one is on the house. This one is better than ever. This one is on the house.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
First release with Drug that came out. Stop that. Stop playing. That came out a couple of years ago, I think 2011. Before that, off the top, let's just say we start off with Broadcast from the Barbarian Sound Studio soundtrack. The Equestrian Vortex is what you heard. Onra from his 2008 album Chinoiserie. You heard Boundless Boundaries, Guided by Voices. There's another band that I don't play enough of. B-1000, the classic album released in 94 or 95. I think it was 94 it was released. An instant classic. Hot Freaks, Dog Day from, I think they're from the Maritimes, but I don't know. Daydream was that song. Superconductor, Vancouver's own Superconductor, who, Guided by Voices really liked them, took them under their wing, so to speak. If you haven't heard of Superconductor, it was Carl Newman, a.k.a. A.C. Newman, of Zampano, and, of course, more recently, New Pornographers. That was an early band by him, featuring a bunch of guys who are around the scene at the time. I know a couple of guys from Track Records, which used to be down on Richard Street, or Seymour, I think it was Seymour, were in the band. A couple of keyboard players who went on, I can't remember the guy named Scott Gubbles, I think his name was, gone on to play with BC Voltage Controlled Orchestra, etc. But in their heyday, they were something like 7 guitarists and 2 bass players and a keyboard player and a drummer. They were something. From their first full-length album, Hit Songs for Girls, There Goes Helen, and then Weed, closing that set off. We've got about like 20 minutes left, and I have 2, 3, 12, 17. I've got just enough music to see you through. I'm going to start off with... that did not stop when I wanted it to. There we go. From Guadalajara, Mexico, Laurel Meets the Obsolete. They have a new album called Incorruptible Faces. This is Tales from a Highline on 101.9 FM CITR.
Thank you.
into the final moments of this week's installment of Stereoscopic Readout. That was Stereolab, going way back to 1993 with Transient Random Noise Bursts with Announcements. Didn't I fall in love with that band at first sight? Pack Your Romantic Mind, the name of that song, off the top from Guadalajara, Mexico, from their new album. Well, it came out back in March-ish or February. Corruptible Faces, the name of the album you heard. Tales from a High Line, I believe they've even got a new album in the can waiting to come out. So there you go. Laurel meets the Obsolete, and big release from France from last year, sandwiched in the between, Melody's Echo Chamber with Endless Shore. I will definitely be all over her next album when it comes out. Hopefully Kevin Parker of Tame Impala will be producing that one as well. Anyway, and that's pretty much it for tonight. Ben is in, I know because I've talked to him, and he'll be taking over at 9 p.m. with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And in the meantime, here is your weekly fix of Toronto's Always. Because you know it's going to, well, be, never mind. Always. Great band from Toronto. Listen.
be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job, but I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
SpongeBob! You're wasting me precious carbon dioxide! I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy! Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool!
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable! Big business does it again!
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello!